Weichert's latest Workforce Mobility Podcast. As we know, workforce mobility programs enable the deployment of talent and achievement of global business objectives. But as the mobile workforce demographic changes and companies become creative in their efforts to persuade the right talent to accept assignments, mobility policies have grown increasingly flexible over the past several years. One such approach that companies are using today is a core flex policy, and that's the topic of today's podcast. To bring us better insight, we're happy to have with us Laura Levinson. Laura is the director of the global practice within Weichert's Consulting Group. And Laura, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Laura, just to get things started, what is a core flex policy?
Companies define core flex policies, you know, each independently, but basically a program in which a basic set of fixed or mandatory, in other words, core, and optional, in other words, flex, benefits are provided, resulting in an assignment package that is customized to the employee's circumstances and needs or the budget constraints of the business unit. Typically, core benefits include tax equalization, immigration, immunizations and physical exams, travel to the new location, household goods, storage and transport, and lease breakage of the home housing. Flex components can include home finding, temporary living, home housing allowance, host housing allowance, auto allowance, which can include loss on sale at the home and obtaining an auto or some form of transportation in the host, spouse assistance, home leave, miscellaneous allowance, and hardship allowance. There are two other benefits that often come into the flex components, and those are language and cross-cultural training. However, those two, really depending on the home and host pair and whether or not the mother tongue is spoken in the host, that can also be seen as a core benefit in some home-host pairs.
And when we look at core flex policies, what are considered some of the, assuming there are advantages and disadvantages both, what are some of the pros and cons of using a core flex policy?
I would say that the advantages are that a core flex program allows the opportunity to cut back in areas where the expenditure isn't really necessary, but it also provides an adequate level of support. So it encourages some folks to take an assignment who wouldn't otherwise accept. So, for example, the opportunity to take an unaccompanied assignment with the spouse receiving assistance and home country housing allowance makes an assignment logistically feasible for, let's say, a mid-career family with school-age children to pursue a personal development opportunity that otherwise really wouldn't be feasible. So, in other words, one of the great advantages of a core flex policy is that it allows the opportunity to create a better fit and therefore recruiting younger and independent millennial employees becomes much more feasible. In terms of disadvantages, if taken to an extreme, there could be a high level of customization taking place that can become administratively cumbersome if each assignment package is vastly different. So perception of disparity could also cause noise if the core flex policy and its administration aren't well communicated to those taking an assignment. And managers who decide on the package components could also go out of control if there aren't very specific guidelines in place. A core flex policy also leaves a lot of control in the hands of management, who may not necessarily understand all of the ramifications of providing or not providing an individual benefit to an assignee. So in other words, there is the potential for mismanagement of benefits, and it may be also too much of a cultural shift for a company to go from a very standard type of long-term and short-term policy to a core flex style policy.
So in your experience working with global corporations and helping them develop and refine these types of policies, do you see any best practices for using them?
For sure. In many cases, core flex policies are used to convince people to take a move by minimizing disruptions and ensuring consistency through a set of core benefits that are guaranteed, as we discussed. And also, the offer can be enhanced with other benefits specific to individual needs and circumstances. these days, flexibility is still desired, but for different reasons. And basically, it comes down to the fact that more and more companies are expecting their employees to be globally mobile, especially those on the leadership track, so they don't feel that they have to jump through hoops to entice them to take a move. It's important to seriously consider where the decision-making lies in terms of creating the Core Flex package, because there definitely are risks involved with leaving it in the hands of the employee, as an example. The employee may think they know what they need the most and then forget about certain components. If those same decisions are left in the hands of line management, they too may not fully understand some risks of compliance. And in an effort to cut down and cut back costs, they may actually put the whole assignment situation at risk. So I would say that best practice really includes educating managers and those in those areas of compliance and help them understand really what needs to be core and present a specific definition of what core and flex is for your company.
And in your opinion, are core flex policies becoming more popular? Are they used more widely by companies? And if so, why do you see that?
Well, my personal experience working with clients is definitely yes. And Weikert's alternative assignment survey certainly shows the same. The top responses to this question of whether Core Flex policies were becoming more popular were in this order. Number one, they're necessary for meeting specific business goals. Number two, they are needed for recruiting new talent. And number three, they're essential for retaining talent through career developing alternatives to traditional relocations and assignments. So to that end, I would say we will continue to see Core Flex policies and programs becoming more popular because the variation in program and assignment types that has emerged will be seen as the norm for the foreseeable future. Companies are definitely becoming more creative in balancing cost control with securing and retaining a knowledgeable and flexible base of globally mobile employees. So the challenge will continue to grow for corporate HR managers, and that challenge will be to ensure that their company's global workforce mobility programs evolve as a critical piece of overall talent management strategy for HR.
Well, Laura, thank you very much for your time and your insight. I also want to thank our audience for listening and remind you that you can find the latest podcasts at our website. Thank you.
Thank you.